That's good. And then, Jim, is it fair to say that when you do swerve off track or the market is not really following the model or what the model is saying, is it more of a, you know, kind of a knee-jerk reaction to get back in line with the model?
Yeah, that's exactly the exact analogy. It's a driver driving down the highway at night, and they're tired, and they start to nod off, and the car drifts off the road, and then it realizes it's going the wrong way, and it jerks back up on the highway again. So, you know, technically, if the tire falls off the edge of the road and goes onto the shoulder, you know, if you follow the some of these people who say the second the market goes against the model's wrong. You know, is this car going to eventually go to New York or is it not? So the market's constantly swerving back and forth, and sometimes it goes way off route, and it's our intention to use the model to stay disciplined and know that the market will eventually travel from point A to point B. Now, as far as the timing goes, this is the longest period of time I've ever seen a market fight the model. On a percentage basis, the most the market's been up above the levels we first got bearish at has been about 8%. So that's not devastating by any means. But as far as this amount of time, I've never seen, you know, more than maybe a month and a half, 2 month period where a market strays from the model or acts stubborn. And I suspect that has everything to do with the massive amount of liquidity, government intervention, and the complacency that's created. It's almost as if people think that the market cannot and will not, you know, ever go down again. Under those circumstances, it sort of makes sense that we have to get a shocking event that forces people to realize that the new reality, which is that they need to get out of stocks and get back into cash or into something safe.